Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast, Shade on Time. What? What's going on? Who is this, Shane?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh,
man, we got New Year's resolution to be here on time.
Oh, okay. I like to hear that. Although we're well past New Year's, Shane. But best team in the damn SEC, have they already tipped off?
Who, Alabama?
No, A&M.
Oh, yeah, no, Bucky's boys. No, it's about to go. This should be a pretty good night, just like last time. I'm expecting two close games again, brother.
Oh. I don't think either one was close yesterday.
It was, till the end, right? It felt like.
Well, that's what
like
I look
it.
For. I look for the very end to be a. Yeah, if it's not a buzzer beater, it's not a great game.
Text me when we're within 2 minutes of that, would you? hey, man, how you been?
Oh, man, busy. A lot going on behind the scenes here.
Yes.
I was just in court in Knoxville because I am fighting to get Joey Aguilar eligible for another year. Thoughts on that? Anybody that missed it? So Joey Aguilar, as of today, Shane.
Yes.
As of today, things can change. What's a bigger story? Joey back or Shane back? As of today, Joey Aguilar is eligible to return for another season. What's your thoughts?
I mean, kind of surprised, but then when we got local county officials involved, I was like, I think I know how this one's going to play out. It's like the 80s, you know, when one of your boys get caught drinking and driving or something. But, yeah, I feel like Aguilar is back. Here's what's going to happen.
Wait, he didn't break any laws now. He didn't DUI it. Let's talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I kind of went there, didn't I? But
he's not an outlaw, not yet, anyway.
But you know how it is. Back in the day, if you knew the judge, right? So I feel like, yes, there's a strong case that this is going to be, I mean, it may not even be resolved. That's the thing, Mike. This doesn't have to be resolved. It just needs to stay right now where it's at. So could you see a scenario where court changes their mind or I don't know what the next level of this would be, you know, changing in the season or prior to the season?
No, not with our legal system.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not even a joke. That's how Diego Pavia for those that don't know it, Diego did not get his case resolved.
Yeah.
It's still ongoing. That if you saw on the news about a week ago, Joey Aguilar pulled out of the Diego Pavia lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still active, even though Pavia is off to the NFL. No, just, I mean, that's the system we're in now, Shane, where it takes so long. And that's, I think that's what Tennessee's trying to do. I think that's what Ole Miss is trying to do with Trinidad. They're trying to get it in the court system.
Yeah.
Knowing that by a year from now, it still won't be resolved and the season will be done. You know what?
And then when it gets resolved, they're going to say, no, you can't have that final year. I mean, obviously, as a Tennessee homer, I'm okay with it. But
you said get a job last time.
Yeah, well, he's got a job. It's quarterback, QB1 in Knoxville, Tennessee. So that changes a lot, man. For me, it changes a lot as far as expectations for this program moving forward. I don't know about you, but I just feel like this – man, I mean, we were all worried as ball fans, you know, when we're going through this portal and say, hey, man, why ain't we getting an elite quarterback to come here? Well, it's because we got a pretty good one there in town already.
Whoa, wait. Have you ever heard this term, Shane, revisionist history?
No, I don't even know what that means.
It means you're misremembering that to paint Tennessee in a good light because they tried to get quarterbacks. I think this is happening because they didn't get them.
Yeah, it's all they're playing chess while we were thinking they're playing checkers. I mean, everybody gives on to Josh Heupel saying he doesn't look like a smart man. I mean, clearly he's a smart fella, and he knew exactly what he was doing. Put all that money on defense because we got a quarterback coming back.
Now, let me ask you this, because obviously Joey Aguilar is a story right now.
Yeah,
bigger deal for Tennessee. Let's just whether Aguilar is there or not.
Yeah,
bigger deal for Tennessee. The quarterback situation,
mm-hmm.
or the defense?
Defense, man. Defense was an absolute train wreck last year. I mean, it was the worst I've ever seen in my 43 years on this planet. So, yeah, I think the defense getting overhauled was the must in this situation. And if I told I'm joking about Aguilar. Obviously, there were some quarterback names that were floating around that we would have loved to have seen up there. Maybe again, playing chess, we're just getting those prices up. You know, some other boys could spend it on defensive linemen or something. But I do think that at the end of the day, this is a big, big. I mean, God, what a huge bonus for Tennessee and company.
Shout out to Emily Powell, Shane. Comment of the night so far: low T to too much T.
That's right, man. He doubled down.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, Shane. More important, the defense, because I think, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Aguilar.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I mean, we really don't know about the other quarterbacks. They could be phenomenal. They could be better than Joey Aguilar.
Yeah.
But I think we got faith in this man to at the very least, to produce a solid offense.
Yes.
And a really good quarterback, because outside of that Nico year, when he was a freshman, and they had a dominant defense. I mean, Tennessee's has had outstanding quarterback play every year. And again, like, not, it's not, Nico wasn't bad either.
Right.
He wasn't maybe what he was hyped up to be, but that's because he was a damn freshman in my mind.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't believe I'm talking about Nico again, but I just feel like we didn't get what we thought we were going to get, you know? We had a lot of raw talent, undeveloped talent, and apparently we couldn't develop it, you know? So that's
how about we look at it like this, Shane? Sorry to cut you off. I just thought of this. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what Nico did his freshman season at Tennessee. And sorry if that's too small, I'll read it for everybody, but, 2,616 passing yards, 19 passing touchdowns, 5 picks. He did have rushing yards too, 358, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So again, not a huge star by any means, but not necessarily a liability either. What if George McIntyre is the quarterback next year?
Yeah.
And he has similar numbers, 20-ish touchdowns, 5 picks. And then, you know, 3 rushing touchdowns and another couple hundred rushing.
Mm-hmm.
If I could guarantee you that, which, again, that's not great, but it's not horrible.
Yeah.
What do you think Tennessee's record is if that's what they're getting from McIntyre?
8-4, 9-3, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I here's the thing. I'm not – just because Joey's coming back doesn't mean he's got the job. I feel like we may have a little bit of a quarterback competition coming into this thing. So, I don't want to get the cart in front of the horse. We just found out this news, right? And one of the things that drives me nuts is, you know, it's National Signing Day today, right? And it's not like it used to be, but
I didn't even know if you knew that. I was going to quiz you that today was.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like it used to be. This used to be like we're somehow working basketball into the show on National Signing Day, which is crazy to me, but that's where we are because, and I thought John Summerall said it best. How did he word it? Like it's roster completion date is basically what he looks at it, you know? So now he knows what his roster will be. And I feel like a lot of these teams are going to be that same way. So but the big knock going back to Heupel is we've not seen that quarterback since Nico. I mean, Nico was recruited and he was working his way into that starting role, got the role, took him to the college football playoffs. This is why we got excited. We kept saying, wait till Josh gets his quarterback in there, you know? And then he goes out and he recruits another one and he recruits another one. And we're like, oh, why are we still looking for a quarterback? What about these guys we currently have on the roster? I feel like we keep waiting for one of those guys to hit, and we just haven't seen it yet.
Hey, and then shout out to Derek. He had a comment, Shane. Is it true that you had hair when Joey Aguilar started playing college football?
Me and Joey went to school together. I don't know if you knew this, but
And then again, remember, we had such a hard time with the timeline here.
Yes.
So okay. I made a graphic because if this doesn't explain it, I don't know what will. Shout out to Stuart Mandel from The Athletic. He actually wrote this up. But again, this is as simple as we can make it here. Aguilar started college football in 2019, although it was junior college. Mm-hmm. Then 20 was the COVID year. Mm-hmm. He redshirted in 19. I should have said that. So 2019, redshirt, COVID year. 21 plays at a different junior college. 22, junior college. 23, Appy State. 24, Appy State. And then 25, Tennessee. So I'm counting.
Damn.
5 seasons already played. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Not in college football, played. He's been in college for 7 years.
I'm trying to think. So I was born in 82. So that when he started, that would have been what? 19 plus 18, 20, 37? Is that right?
I mean, when you look at it like this, is it? I mean, have we played enough college football here? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I get it.
We're not rooting against him. If he comes back, hell yeah, Joey. I call him Joey Swagular again. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I'm rooting for you. You know what I mean? But this is a little. This is borderline.
A little much. Yeah. It's like me going to the buffet for the ninth time. You know, just like, dude, come on. Do you really need another plate, sir?
Yeah, I know it says all you can eat, but there is technically you can only stay here X amount of hours, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're bringing the clock out. So I feel like I'm kind of with you here. And I said it the other day. I think it's time to get a job. But, you know, if not him, it's going to be somebody else. And I feel like we're going to continue this same stupid dance over and over again. And maybe old Swagular's the one that plants the flag and we say, hey, we've got to fix this, right? And college football, there's so many holes, so many things that need to be fixed, but this is toward the top of the list, in my opinion.
Mm.